Hello, my name is Zakylin. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a assessment site near you?
Hey, Michaela, how are you doing? Jose Flores here. I just have a quick question for you. So you received this link for the vaccinations being administrated at the OWA facility. If I'm in charge of a laundromat, does that count as a public transit worker?
I'm sorry, if you said, are you in charge of what? Could you repeat that?
Of a laundromat. A laundry.
Oh, you said a laundromat?
Yes, a laundromat. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you was asking, would that be considered? Could you repeat that again?
What's that again, ma'am? Sorry?
I'm not understanding your question.
Yes, what happened is that part of the criteria for being considered to get the vaccination applies. It says,
okay, are you asking, would that be, if you're a owner of a laundromat, would that be considered a frontline worker?
Yes, ma'am.
No, that would not be considered a frontline worker.
That not be considered. Okay.
No, that's not considered a frontline worker. No, sir.
Okay. And the second question is, what kind of ID should I need to bring if I complete the profile?
I'm sorry. What was your question? Could you repeat that?
What's the ID that I should bring or the person that should bring if they comply with the profile?
Because I'm sorry. You saying your ID?
Yes, what's the ID? What's the formal ID that I need to present?
I'm not sure what ID you should bring. It may be two forms of ID, but you would actually have to call the vaccine appointment line to see what information you would need to bring.
Okay. I'm sorry. And the last but not least, I have my mother-in-law visiting here. She's from Mexico. Will she be able also to obtain or be able to part of the vaccination process or no?
I mean, she's 75 years or older?
Yes.
Okay, you would just have to call the appointment line and just let them know, and then they will see if she's eligible to get the vaccine.
Okay, sounds good. Perfect, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and have a great day.